This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know there's real power in being still. While there are some situations that require us to step out in faith and to take action, there are other situations that call for us just to be still. Good discernment is knowing the difference between the two. Sometimes when we can't see God's way or understand His timing, we might be more inclined to take action rather than to be still. This is exactly what happened to the tribe of Dan. They didn't believe the land allotted to them was sufficient for all of their families, so they decided to take matters into their own hands and conquer another town. The outcome was disastrous. Because the tribe relied on their own way and on their own understanding, they were led to failure. Their lack of trust in God kept them from His promise. There will be times when we find ourselves in an uncertain place, when we believe nothing is working in our favor, and the inclination is to take action. Sometimes taking any action feels better than just being still, yet being still is what's required. When you can discern between taking action or being still, you now understand all that becomes possible when you remain still. If you're struggling with your trust in God today and are somewhat confused as to whether you should act or be still, I invite you to carry these few words with you today. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, be still.